Part of the interruption, but I'm Frank Isola, or as I'm known in this studio, Phil and Frank.
I'm Tony Kornheiser, or as I'm known in my attic, the creepy neighbor with the binoculars.
I don't believe
that. I like
that.
I sort of like that. I don't really have binoculars, and I'm only in the attic doing this show. I rarely come up here any other time. But many of the other jokes that were written for that open were really bad to me. So I nixed them, and I went with that.
Welcome
to PTI, watching. Boys and girls. In today's episode, Frank Isola and I discuss the Yankees hitting, the Astros' defiance, and the Sixers' interest in Doc Rivers. But we begin today with the NBA Finals, which now look like a walkover. The Lakers crushed the Heat last night in a total non-game. The Lakers were up by about a million in the third quarter. And worse for Miami, two of their starters left the game injured. Goran Dragic tore something in his foot. Bam Adebayo hurt his shoulder. Both are now doubtful for game two. Frank, where does this leave Miami?
They're in a lot of trouble, to say the least. And you mentioned it. You know, Miami was up 13, and a blink of an eye, they were down 32. That's a 45-point turnaround. And without Bam, and Goran Dragic, by the way, Tony, he was their leading scorer, has been their leading scorer going into game one of the NBA Finals. Maybe one of the most underrated players in the NBA. How are they going to survive? It's one thing for LeBron not to have Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love like he didn't have that first time around in Cleveland and somehow will his team to a sixth game. Jimmy Butler is a terrific player. He's not LeBron James, and he's even limping as well. So this is going to be very difficult. This has got sweep written all over it.
Yeah, he rolled his ankle. I mean, it seems to me starters are irreplaceable at this point in the season. You just can't plug somebody else in for the number one ball handler, the number one big man, and the best player they have, those three guys. If those three guys are not at 100%, and it was dicey to begin with how far they could go, if they're not at 100%, it's totally over. I want to say this about Miami. I guess it might be the last chance that I have to say it. I really like them as a team, Frank.
Yeah.
I've watched them now in the playoffs be, I think, better teams. And they've done it because their players understand this is what I can do and this is all I can do. And only Jimmy Butler can do everything and only Jimmy Butler is allowed to do everything. I thought they maybe had a chance, even though I would never bet against LeBron. And I think LeBron and Davis are the best two players out there. But now I don't see any chance at all. I just don't.
Yeah, you know, Pat Riley had the saying, no rebounds, no rings. They got completely overmatched. Anthony Davis is just too big, too talented. And we know this, Tony. LeBron, that was NBA Finals game number 50 for him last night. And he almost had a triple-double. You know that he's going to have a couple of signature moments here. He's not done. And he knows he's three wins away from getting that elusive title, that next one. He's going to play an incredibly high level. He's going to be impossible to stop.
Yeah, so let me say this. I mean, and Wilbon always makes fun of me for saying this. I actually still think LeBron James is underrated. I think that LeBron James should have been the MVP this year. And he should have been the MVP almost every single year. And at this point, what he sees in front of him is a legacy moment which he cares about.
That's right.
He will be the next Laker in line after Kobe. He will be in that pantheon. And if he takes, as I think he will, three different franchises to championships, I don't want to compare to Michael Jordan. What he is doing is basketball immortality of its own.
Yeah.
It is.
And look what he's done for Anthony Davis's career, just like he did for Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, even Chris Bosh. You know, I was thinking about this. The last three NBA Finals games, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Bam Adebayo, Goran Dragic all got hurt. It kind of ruins these series when all these guys get hurt. All right, let's move to baseball now. The Yankees scored twice in the ninth to eliminate Cleveland last night in an epic game that took nearly 5 hours, and that's not counting 76 minutes of rain delays, for crying out loud. The Yankees put up a record 22 runs over the first two playoff games and advanced to face the top-seeded Rays. Tony, do you now see the Yankees as the threat and the favorite they were supposed to be?
So I sat on the show last week with Wilbon, and he said to me, other than the Rays and the Dodgers, who are you sure of is a really good team? And I said the Braves, and I said the Yankees. I'm feeling pretty good about those
you
two
should.
Right now. And I'm not afraid to make a pick like some people on the show. I'm not afraid to make a pick. Now, are the Rays better than the Yankees? Yeah, they are. Did they beat them 8 out of 10 times this year? Yes, they did. But the Yankees, that's a very difficult lineup to negotiate. 1 through 9, every single guy can hit it out. So they're not the Twins. They're going to win some games. They are not the Twins.
No, you're right. And the one thing about Tampa's pitching, Blake Snell, Charlie Morton, Tyler Glasnow, in those games against the Yankees, in the 10 games, they held them to 34 runs. The Yankees scored 22 against Cleveland. And we've seen this with the Yankees. They've already had a 10-game winning streak this year. To your point, anyone in that order can hit the ball out. And now they have, you know, LeMahieu. How about Gio Urshela, the way that he played? He made a Greg Nettles type of play at the end of the eighth inning to start that double play. The Yankees are used to playing at this time of year, and they're going to have Garrett Cole. Remember, he'll be rested. He never came in the game against Game 7 against your Nationals last year. He's still hanging out in the bullpen, and now he'll start Game 1 against Tampa.
Well, he's hanging out in the bullpen. He's wearing a Scott Boras hat, if I remember
exactly.
correctly, the moment that game
That's
ended.
Right.
The Yankees are constructed as thunder and lightning in a short series. This is exactly what they're built for. Now, I do want to quote Kevin Cash, because the last time we spoke about him on this show, this was his quote. I've got a whole damn stable full of guys that throw 98.
That's right.
That's the Aroldis Chapman beanball thing. And that's what I want to see this series. I want to see Chapman in the game. If Chapman even throws inside on somebody, a fight could break out or he could get tossed. And if he gets tossed, that really helps the other team. This is the series that you want to see, the Yankees and the Rays. And we will stay with baseball and move to the discredited Houston Astros. They handed the Minnesota Twins their 18th consecutive playoff loss, which actually seems impossible. And they moved to the next playoff round. Afterwards, Carlos Correa, who hit the deciding home run in that game, said, quote, I know a lot of people are mad. I know a lot of people don't want to see us here. But what are they going to say now, unquote? Frank, what are you going to say now?
I would tell Carlos to get over himself because the Astros caught a huge break this year because they only had to play 60 games. And when they went on the road, they never had to play in front of fans. Now, I know during spring training, they were getting thrown out. They were playing in hostile crowds. We know that they're a terrific team. But those championships or the championship that they won, it's somewhat tainted. And now what could potentially happen, they could end up playing the Yankees and maybe playing the Dodgers, you know, so both of those teams will get another shot at them. But how are you going to feel bitter towards the way that people feel about you? You guys cheated. Obviously, people are upset, and you got away with one this year. You didn't have to play on the road the entire season in front of a hostile crowd.
So let me get to that end point, because if they were to get to the World Series for a third time with the essential nucleus of this club,
yep.
and they hit. They have really good hitters.
That's right.
Bregman and Altuve and Correa and Springer. They can hit. They don't have Cole. They don't have Verlander. They're somewhat vulnerable, but they can still hit it. And they didn't get to the World Series that they got to just because they cheated. Okay, they're a very good team, aided and abetted by the cheating. If they got there against the Dodgers, that would be a passion play.
That's right.
Everybody in America would be rooting against them. The fact is they cheated. Got caught at cheating, not in the moment, but down the road. But I will say this, Frank. Rob Manfred made sure the manager was fired and the general manager was fired. But he didn't disband the team. And the essence of that team is
there.
A really good team, right?
Yeah, and here's the thing. They went 9-23 on the road this year. So what do they do when they go to Minnesota in the cold weather? They win both games. And how about Minnesota? They have lost 18 straight. The Astros have won 45 playoff games since the last time Minnesota has won a playoff game. How inept can you possibly be? You can't get one game, one stinking lousy game?
This is a true story. This happened to me less than an hour ago. I was outside with my dog. A guy's walking his dog. He walks by. He stops and he says, how can you lose 17 in a row? And I go, it's not. It's 18 in a row. And he goes, how? This is just a guy in Washington, D.C. How can this be possible? And he said, what is the probability? I said, the probability is zero because it's never happened before. It's never happened.
I think you buried the lead. The story is that you went outside with your dog. That's a much bigger story.
Yeah.
All right. Doc Rivers may not be out of a job much longer. Agent Wojnarowski reports that the man who the Clippers fired on Monday, he's now emerged as a serious candidate for the Sixers gig. Mike D'Antoni is also reported to be in serious contention. Tony, do you see Doc as being a good fit for the Sixers?
So you know a lot more about the NBA than I do. But to me, there are two jobs out there that I would not touch. One is New Orleans and one is Philadelphia because I think the expectations are completely unrealistic.
Yep.
They fired a guy in New Orleans when they handcuffed him as to how many minutes he could actually play Zion Williams,
yep.
who's supposed to have won four championships already. Philadelphia has two wonderful young players who reportedly don't
get
like
along.
Each other
nope.
and obviously can't play together. So what's going to happen is one of them is going to have to go. And if you're that coach and you don't win the next year, you're going to be thrown out too. They should have thrown $100 million at Jay Wright. I don't like that job.
If I'm Doc Rivers, first of all, I'm going to wait for a better job to come along. First of all, you have two more years on your deal with the Clippers. Why not take a year off, play golf out in Bel Air? Maybe you want to get into TV. Yeah. Everybody could do TV, as we know, Tony. Why not give it a year off? You came from a situation with the Clippers where now that the season is over, there were chemistry issues there. Guys weren't getting along. There were some issues with Paul George. Why would you go from that situation to the Sixers, where the two stars on the team, you know they already don't get along? I know that they're talented. I get it. The one guy, Embiid, is always hurt. Simmons can't shoot three-pointers. If I'm Doc Rivers, why take the risk on a job like that when, as you know, Tony, eventually another good job will come along for Doc Rivers?
Yeah, Embiid is so yappy. He writes checks he can't cash.
That's right.
He's just good enough to get somebody fired. Look, I like Doc Rivers. Did a great job in Boston, not a great job with the Clippers. Any team that hires him is going to go up in my eyes because I think he's a noble man. But I'm not sure that's the right place. And Mike D'Antoni, this is the part, and I'm asking you this. He likes to play fast. You can't play fast with Embiid. He's not Antetokounmpo. Why does he want that
it
job?
It would be intriguing if I was the Sixers, just from the standpoint of Ben Simmons. Think about what Mike D'Antoni did for Steve Nash, what he did for James Harden. I think for Ben Simmons, it would be terrific. But to your point, for Embiid, he's down there on the block. He clogs the lane. Those are the kind of players that Mike D'Antoni doesn't want. He wants to get rid of those kind of players.
Yeah. Let's take a break. But coming up, we've got a professional football game tonight, if you can call it that. What's the word for the matchup between the Broncos and the Jets?
And college football will not expand its playoff this season. Is that the right call?
I like Simmons. I know he can't shoot, but Magic couldn't shoot when he came into the league. You can learn to shoot.
He's 6'10".
You know, if you apply yourself.
You don't get rid of a player like that.
But that's, you don't want that job, right?
No.
You don't want the 76ers job.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
I'm good at what's the word in the studio, but I'm automatic from the attic. What's first?
Tonight's Broncos-Jets matchup is blank.
It is hot garbage. If you thought last week's game, Miami at Jacksonville, was bad, get a load of this one. Both teams are 0-3.
Yep.
Both coaches could be fired tonight, including the guy who wins the game. He could get fired. Vic Fangio has apparently no clue when to call timeout, doesn't know what the clock is doing at all, and they've already soured on Adam Gase in New York. Fangio is going to start. This is so great. Mark Rippon's nephew is going to start. Brett Rippon from Boise State is going to start. I'm going to root for him because I like Mark Rippon so much. And Sam Darnold, who is three quarters of the way down the road to hell in New York, is going to start with the Jets. Frank, he threw a lot of interceptions in college. So far, 39 touchdowns, 32 picks already, and sacked 69 times. He's just not very good. This game,
And that's why I'm going to go with hot seat, because I think you're right about both coaches. First of all, they're identical 7-12 since they came into the league, and they're 0-3 this year. If you want to throw the Giants in there as well over at MetLife, that's another 0-3 team. But Denver, their quarterback's been sacked 13 times already this season, so good luck to Mr. Rippon. And then for Sam Darnold, the Jets have been outscored, Tony, this season by 57 points. That is by far and away the most in the league. Houston is next at a 38-point differential. So the Jets and Adam Gase, he's in a lot of trouble. There are already reports in New York that if he loses this game tonight, he could potentially be out of a job.
The Jets took Darnold over Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. How do you think they feel about that now? What's next?
It's blank that this year's college football playoff is staying at four teams.
It's understandable.
Yeah.
This is a very weird year. I'm okay with this. We don't even know how many college teams will get to, say, eight games. Every college campus has the virus. You don't know what's going to happen. You got Larry Scott running the shadow of a former good conference, the Pac-12, and he's campaigning to get eight teams in. This is the same guy who said, oh, we're not going to play at all. Now give us eight. You can't get in at eight in the Pac-12. You ought to ask for 64 in the
Pac-12. There you go. Well, I'm going to say I agree with you about the Pac-12. I'm going to say it's encouraging from this standpoint because we're clearly trending towards having more teams in the playoffs. Let's get away with the conference championship games. It was a complete waste of time. Let's have, you know, the Power Five conferences. Maybe we'll have some wild card teams get in. Everyone wants to see more playoff games. Tony, they do it in every division in college football. Why can't they do it at the highest level in the sport? Play a playoff. Have multiple teams make it. Everyone loves it. Have more teams compete for a national championship. So at least they're talking about it. You can't do it this year.
Yeah. This year, it's already diluted.
Exactly.
This year is not the right year to do it. This year, you take Alabama, you take Clemson, you take Georgia, and you wait for the fourth team, whoever the fourth team is. It's not as dumb as the basketball coaches in the ACC saying everybody should get in. But if you double it from 4-8 this year, it's dumb. That's it.
Down the road.
Frank, honestly, you'll win one day. It's all the Twins. Let's take one last break. Still to come, the NFL makes a final decision on this week's Steelers-Titans game.
And we've got another team advancing in the postseason baseball bracket. I know it's not the Mets, and I know it's not your Nationals either.
No. So my box of jackets fell apart earlier. And we had to spend time putting the jackets back in. I have attic jackets.
Life is like a box of jackets.
Went down.
I heard that.
Sad.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 75th birthday, Rod Carew. In recognition of how terrible the Twins have had it in playoff games in this century, we turn to the greatest Twin of all time in any century, Rod Carew. Carew was a seven-time American League batting champion. In his MVP year of 1977, Carew batted .388. His career batting average is .328. In the last 50 years, only Tony Gwynn and Wade Boggs, and Boggs by .0001, have had higher career batting averages than Carew. The enduring image of Rod Carew is crouched on the left-hand side of the plate, throwing his bat at anything close and watching as hit after hit after hit falls in. That's how you become an 18-time All-Star.
Yeah, you know, Tony, as kids, you're always imitating batting stances. Rod Carew's was an easy one to imitate. Not easy to hit like that, though. But if you look at today's games, everyone's trying to hit home runs. This was a guy looking to put the ball in play. He'll bunt the ball just to get on base. Not enough guys do that anymore.
Great, great hitter. Yep. Happy anniversary, Ichiro. As long as we're talking about great left-handed contact hitters, let us recall that on this day 16 years ago, Ichiro set the major league record for hits in a season with 258 on his way to 262. Ichiro may be the greatest hitter of all time.
Yeah.
Because he spent his first 9 professional seasons playing in Japan. He only had 3,089 in our major leagues.
Only.
Now, Pete Rose can legitimately call himself the Hit King and embroider that on his collars if he wants, but his 4,256 hits are 111 hits behind Ichiro's combined total in Japan and here. And both those guys played until they were almost 70 years old. I mean, in truth, Rose played until he was 45, and Ichiro played until he was 46.
Yeah, he kept himself in phenomenal shape. I remember being in the Yankee clubhouse. He spent a couple of seasons there. You'd see him on the ground doing all these, like, yoga stretches. Because remember, not only a great hitter, Tony, he was a terrific outfielder as well. Would always steal home runs, could throw the ball. For a guy his size, he was a complete package.
That's what I was going to say. He's a total player.
Yeah.
I mean, he threw guys out from the outfield on a regular basis. He was really a great player. Happy trails to the Steelers and Titans playing in week 4. The NFL announced today that the Steelers-Titans game, scheduled for this Sunday, will not be played Sunday, Monday, or even Tuesday, following 2 additional positive tests for coronavirus among the Titans, bringing the total of players and staff on Tennessee testing positive to 11. The simplest date to reschedule looks like October 25th in week 7, which is the Titans' bye week. The Steelers are supposed to play the Ravens that week, but both of those teams have byes the next week, so their game can be moved easily to week 8. The NFL can simply declare this week to be the bye week for Tennessee and Pittsburgh to accommodate this postponement.
You know, I don't want to say that Tennessee caught a break because they're dealing with an outbreak, but Tennessee might have caught a break here because they're playing a terrific team like Pittsburgh. If the game were Monday, Tony, they would have started practicing on Saturday. Not a lot of prep time for a game that big.
I mean, I think we should say this. All of the sports have done a great job at keeping the virus away. Baseball had 2 outbreaks and finished their season. They're in the playoffs. The NFL knows what they're doing here, and they've got, Frank, they own all the stadiums. They can finish a 16-game season, they could have a Super Bowl in May. It doesn't matter. Everybody will still
and
watch.
And hockey, by the way, hockey had 31,000 tests. Zero positive tests. Unbelievable.
No positives. Let's go to the big finish. Top-seeded Novak Djokovic advanced in straight sets to the 3rd round of the French Open. Are you impressed?
Well, as long as he doesn't get disqualified, he'll be fine. I'll be impressed when he beats Rafael Nadal. Now, that's saying something. The Rock tweeted that the XFL will return in the spring of 2022. Are you excited?
Tremendously so. I love the XFL. But which one is the XFL?
I can't remember.
Which is the one that Spurrier won? Because I really like that one. Hey, people, spring football, nobody's buying it. They buy the NFL.
You just said
the Braves
Super Bowl
advanced to the divisional round without giving up a single run to the Reds. You got to be impressed with that.
Yeah, and you think about being inept. The Braves finally won a playoff series for the first time since 2001. This was a team in the 90s. They were in the World Series all the time. First playoff win in 19 years. Cardinals and Padres tonight. What do you like?
I like the Cardinals. I like Adam Wainwright, an old pro with like a 2.8 ERA and 15 appearances postseason. Last one, Brewers and Dodgers tonight. Will the Dodgers win this one in 2?
Yes, they will. Kershaw, by the way, 9-11 in the postseason.
Not great.
No.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Frank Isola. Wilbon will be back tomorrow. Fear not. You can get the PGA podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Where is Wilbon? I haven't seen
him. He's outside walking his dog, talking to neighbors.
Shout out.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.